Blog Talk Radio.
Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. I just want eternal life. I just want eternal life.
Living this world, trying to be different. Look, I swear it gets tempting. Y'all be like him. Please don't be like me. Y'all know what y'all sinners in this thing called life, but I may have y'all be. Time after time, day after day, I swear this flesh gets weak. Lord, I need your helping hand. Guide me through the things that I can't understand. Take me from a boy and make me to a man. I just wanna enter to your promised land. And I know that I can, and I know that I will. But my sin earned a bill that my pockets can't peel. So when the judgment is near, I will have no fear. No, you still near, no, you still care. That cross you bear, that blood you shed for my burdens, my Lord. Look, you left them down. You was there, said, put them on my tab. Me, not cause how good I've been. You saved me in my sin. Work it won't get you in. Work it won't get you in. Mission, Justin, look, don't be afraid to be different. I know you're not perfect, my grace is sufficient. That's why I've given you purpose. To worship me, in spirit and in truth. I formed you in your mother's womb before the world ever knew you. Spend every day with me, you hurt. Son, come pray to me. Not only when you need me, sometimes reach out and greet me. Believe in me, like I believe in you. I got your life in the palm of my hands. I promise to never harm you or leave you, betray you, forsake you. Every trial you go through was set up all just for your breakthrough. So walk by faith and not by sight. It's easier to walk in darkness when you know the light. So take flight, we on to a new life. Streets of gold, happiness, peace, filled with eternal life. If I take my time, would you still believe? It takes patience and faith to read my promises.
Been through the fire, been through the flood. Done a lot of things that I'm so ashamed of. But I know you died to save my soul. So if that's what you want from me, then you get it without guarantee. Cause I just wanna see your face in that beautiful holy place. So if I can't see you now, I know I'll see you somehow. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen, amen. Good evening, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Yes, this is Pastor E here live, man of the movement, going forward with God has called us to do, and we're excited to go forward. Yes, man, the foundation has been set, calling all men to join the discussion, and we know your ladies are out there too. Join in. I will do better now. Let's discover the truth. The truth is now. Man up simply means now is my time to fight. Number one, I'm taking personal responsibility for my own life, no longer relying on my own personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance, knowing that my steps have been ordered by the Lord. I now start walking in purpose with God, and I hold myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change. Yes, I am no longer operating with a double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose, and I am the God in me through Christ Jesus. Somebody ought to celebrate off that credo. Amen. What do we really push ourselves to do as men? This is the first man up for the season of 2020. 2020, some great things are going on. I'm excited for you, and I hope you're excited for me that I'm making conscious decisions. And I'm making decisions constantly that are being effective in my life as a man. I know we're clicking off. We have all kind of stuff going on here. Family, excuse us. There we go. Excuse us. And so as this christening broadcast here in the month of January 2020, we want to just press forward and challenge ourselves to really be more about our Father's business, and to be thankful, and to understand, you know, that what we've been through is for our own good and for our own experience, that we can help somebody else. So tonight, it's the christening show, and this is a time that I want to invite all my brothers and alumni. Now, we've been going through back and forth with our network number, which is for meetings and stuff like that. We've been using that number, and I know we have a couple callers over there. I know Minister Shannon Jones is over there right now. We are back activated on Blog Talk Radio, which is the same six numbers. The last four change. You have 319-527-6173. That's Blog Talk Radio, where we are and where we're broadcasting through our board again. And then we also have that LinkedIn with our network channel, where we do all of our corporate meetings and things like that on that number. That's available also. And I think there's a problem with some of the couriers, as Boost Mobile and T-Mobile, but you can use the 2216 number on the Boost Mobile and the T-Mobile. If that is a problem, we'll definitely get that out there more. I'm noticing that some of my covenant partners that are normally around are not on board today. I need some of my people that are on here to send out some messages on Facebook that we are live on Blog Talk and on the network number, the 2216 number, and also on the internet connection that is always available to a lot of our listeners that just listen by the internet. So we welcome you each in, and as we invite others to come in, we'll just take a moment just to kind of look over, you know, where we came from and where we're at and where do we really want to go? This just can't be one person's plan. This has to be the brotherhood. This is opening up, man, up the movement for your voice, for your ideas, for your issues, things that you're dealing with. And I know we've been ministering good things because it's really helped me change. But in this season, we want to be a lot more open to you being on this broadcast and utilizing you as a host or a co-host in whatever capacity that the Lord may put on your heart. But we want to get you involved and see God doing some great things. Amen. So that's to anybody on any of our broadcasts in this season. We want you to all know that we want to open up segments that you can come and be guest of our host. I know on Women Speak Now, we have a hostess every week on Thursday nights. We want to open up that they start taking on guests in their broadcast. That's something we'll be talking about at the beginning of February as we launch the new plan and everything that's coming together now. But we want everybody that's out there that's listening, you're not just listeners, you're also ministers as well as we are. And we want to invite you to be a part of what we're doing here. And God is doing great things because of our obedience to follow his will and not ours. And he's actually giving us greater avenues and greater doors that we can open for others, and closing some doors that need to be closed and keeping them closed and not letting us go backwards. And we thank God for that. And we thank God for you. We thank God you for your prayers and your constant support and your willingness to believe in what God is doing here on the Now Network. And knowing that it's not about man, and if it was, you wouldn't still be here. But it's not about man, but it's about God. And I'm so glad. I'm so happy that I could say that we come together on one accord and be thankful. Do we really give God his best in our thanks? Do we really give God his due in our thanks? I know we clap our hands, we stomp our feet, we high five each other, but are we really giving God what he deserves and what he is, what he deserves, and what we should be executing in our relationship with him, which is so dear to me? I can ask myself that question because that is so dear to me, as to where I am in my Father's eyes, and not taking advantage of my brother, my friend, my Lord, my Savior, Jesus Christ, and his sacrifice that gave me straight access to God, and not taking advantage of that, and to know that God is in control, and he is, and to allow him to get the credit for what he's done. So that's what we're going to kind of touch on. Do you know why to be thankful tonight, my brothers? Do we know, have we really reached that part to know that in everything that we do, God should be giving thanks for it? And he's loved us in so many grand ways. I mean, we could go back and study and look at the word that has been given to us already on the ways that he's loved us. We talk, you know, this love language, this love walk, this love situation keeps rising, and it always directs us back to who created love and who is the reason of love and who gave love and who did it for you and who did it for me, and that we could now know how to show the same love that's been shown. Let's go over that for a moment as we start here tonight, my friends. How God loved me. Now, we've put a challenge out there before. We've gotten, I know we have at least 7 entries. And because of procrastination and other timing and other stuff coming up, we haven't published or put that together. But we are being charged in the season of 2020 in our first quarter to get that done. So we want to make that available to others also, is that you can write your sentence, paragraph, or up to 3 pages on how God loved you. And then most people say, well, that's an easy write, for God so loved the world. No, that's God loving us. But how did you know he loved you? After you took advantage of the cross, after you took advantage of the sacrifice, after you had seemed to throw his sacrifice back in his face. Now, I know those of you out there that have it all together and you don't have to deal with that issue, but for those of you out there that are like me, that had to really be pulled in and say, you know, hey, enough is enough, and repent and be forgiven of your sins. But knowing that I must continually grow and grow and grow in the love, in the way God gave it, and not how someone else may give it, but how I'm going to reciprocate it back to him and love God the way he loved me. And nobody that preaches this better than evangelist Virginia Valentine, the 7 ways that God loves us. She was our hostess on 52 Weeks of Love that we used to have during the daytime. And she did such an awesome job. I'm not looking at the board. I pray she's on there. And we'll definitely give her a chance to come back and teach us again on this. It's something that we want to get back risen on all of our broadcasts. But the number one way that we found, and we did the studies, is God loves us through atoning love. That's where, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes, remember, believes in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. You're believing in the Son. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. See, if you're like Christ, remember, you can do greater works because you do just exactly what he did. And now the world can be saved through you. Yes, my brother, that's something that we should be thankful for. That's something that we should always be clapping our hands and giving God the best praise we can, because now we can do what he did, and we can do it at a greater level. That'll catch up in a minute. God loves us with atoning love, and that is that giving that he gave without any return. He gave just because he loved us, even in our sins, which showed we didn't love him, because it says, if you love God, you'll do what? You'll keep his, somebody preach with me, commandments. And when we stop following God's commandments, we now are separated. See, God's love for us is what motivated him to send Christ into the world. Christ paid for our sins, which had separated us from him, our sins. See, the sacrifice didn't only bring us peace with God. It also brings us into that what we call personal loving relationship with him. Personal loving relationship with him. My brother, listen to me tonight, that it's not just your wife. It's just not your mother, your father. It's for us and for all men, but for you and I to really absorb this thing and to get back into a motivation of why we should love. He sent him the best gift ever. He paid once he came for not one, for not two, for not three, for not four. I know some of you think you got too much sin going on, but he paid for all your sins. And sin is what separates us from God. I say it all the time. It's like, he won't separate us, but when we separate ourselves because of how we're living, how we're not obeying, how we're not listening, how we're not communicating, he's working on me in this season. I am in a U-Haul, total breakdown. I'm on a rebuild, because every time the principles come and I use the principles, they're thrown right back at me by the Spirit and by the accountable people that are also accountable to him, that we cannot continue, my brothers, the way we were. I think tonight's message is for those of us that perceive we've made it, that we've been accepted at this and we can do this and we can do that. But we're really not doing anything, because we're still working under our will. And it sounds good. It looks good. But is it really good? I know you're better than you used to be. So am I. I know I don't do what I used to do. So don't I. I don't either. But am I still holding on some of those spirits that are in me that make me short and make me self-centered and make me think about me, even though I stopped using the word I stopped using the word me, and I'm more of a us, we, because I've controlled myself to that. But am I really acting that way? I had to ask myself that question today. And I know that God is speaking to each and every one of us, because we get so complacent in the things of God. We somehow think we have it all together, instead of working on this thing and knowing that it's still working. We say it all the time. This is constant work. But are we really constantly working? If we are, then our motivation is that through Christ, we can help save the world. If he's not slack to his promises, neither should we. See, God's atoning love through Christ is the source of all of our spiritual blessings. Ephesians tell you about spiritual blessings. Romans tells you about spiritual blessings. You have access through God's atoning love for us to not one, not two, but all spiritual blessings. Number two, let's look at the number two way that God loved us. He loved us through a calling love. I know Evangelist Virginia is preaching right. I can hear her in the spirit that as I'm sharing, she's sharing also. Oh my God. Hey, God, the word goes forth from Baton Rouge to Los Angeles or Long Beach into your area, into your home. Amen. I need everybody to invite one, to invite one, to invite one to this broadcast tonight. Number two, God loves us with a calling love. 1 Peter 2:9, it says, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. My God. See, you have to know that when he showed us that love by calling us out of darkness, that's the darkness of sin into the light of fellowship. See, even more, he called us to himself. He promises that he'll protect that relationship, that he'll what? Never leave nor forsake us, Hebrews 13:5. He'll never leave or forsake us, but we separate ourselves by staying in darkness. I just heard that in the spirit. Somebody say, well, I don't go to the club no more. But how is your thinking? Are you operating in darkness in your mind? Somebody just said, on that one. He promised to protect us. He promised to never leave or forsake us. We have to stop. Watch this. We have to stop and protect him. We have to never leave him or forsake him. See, when God loved you, he promised to always be with you, in and out of your situation, up and down, all around, and everything that you thought you were dealing with, that he would love you because he called you to love. Number three, he calls us to a redeeming love. Romans 8, God has not done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. Where's your walk? Where's your love walk? My God, because your love walks mean how you treat others when you're walking. When you're walking is whatever you're doing. See, our sinful nature, watch this, has no power to fulfill God's law. But God's love, now God's love, on the other hand, through Christ who has redeemed us or paid the price we owed for our rebellion. So whatever you were in judgment for, when you receive the free love of God, which is redeeming, now you know you can live without the old. You can live without the people. You can live without anything because you know that it comes from God. And see, the thing about people, and this is something and it's not intentional and it's not pointing fingers. It's just saying, but people, because of the way we may talk or what we may communicate or what we're used to, or some of us that set standards that we still stuck in, we don't leave freedom, and rebellion shows up. My God. But God paid that price, that we don't have to be under the cost of that anymore. It frees us from the guilt. It frees us from the fear. It frees us from the past. I need a moment right now, if you guys don't mind. Lord, I'm redeemed. Thank you. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Number four, he loved us through his justifying love. Romans 3:23-5. It says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put before as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. Let that hum in there, because When you receive by faith, you already believed. Because now you're moving with God. See, God's love is showing by justifying us. That means he declared us innocent. Now, and you didn't deserve it because it was by grace through the faith in Jesus, through the faith in believing, through the faith in now following. And it really is unfair because Christ is treated as he was the sinner. He's treated like he was the wrong, but he was the righteous one. And now, because of that sacrifice and because of our belief, God now sees you, my friend, through Christ's righteousness instead of through your past. See, God's justifying love allows us to stand accepted before him. Don't get all excited like you know, when you can stand before him. No, they still bowing. And if you ever look at it, the relationship with God like that, that it makes you so good with him, so cool with him, that you guys got to stop what you're doing right there. God is the Almighty, and he deserves our respect. And then our respect comes through our worship. And then our worship turns into our praise. And then our praise turns into our lifestyle. And then our lifestyle turns into our example. And then our example turns into others. Yes, yes. It will pass on when you're ready to pass it. Justifying love. He passed it. Are you willing? Number five, adopting love. Romans 8:15. It says, "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father." See, God, oh my Jesus, thank you. God shows us his love for us, not only forgiving us of our sins, but by going either farther and then erasing our sins, then bringing us into the family, then we're qualified to share in the... need a break right there. We're qualified to share in the inheritance of the saints. Oh no, somebody thought that was money. No, the inheritance includes salvation, strength, hope, peace, comfort, providence, fellowship, and so much more in the spirit. And you'd be like, well, I thought I'd be able to have things to do the work. No, now you have salvation, strength, hope, peace, comfort, providence, fellowship, and much more that you can become successful in what you do. You can become an overachiever in what you do. You can be the first and not the last. You could be the lender and not the borrower. You could be the head and not the tail. Now you're able to do the things in this world that are called according to you because of your work. Faith without works is dead. If we don't get that, you cannot sit back and say, I believe, and then say, I have faith, unless you're working the faith. Belief means you go into not having faith because you don't have to see it. But then you got to move in what? Substance, that you don't see it, but you believe it. And nobody can deter you. You have to know that you know your faith has now went from belief into faith into substance. Then it will come into material through your hard labor because your work will provide. If you're a good worker, you get good things. God's adopting love allows us to call him Father. Thank you, Father. I don't know. I'd say this, and some people get a little upset with me, but just for me, I never can find myself to call him Daddy. I have a lot of friends and stuff like that, and I don't even say nothing to them. This is the network, so I can be open, and I hope I'm not offending anybody if you call him Daddy. But just for me, I never could call him Daddy because that kind of resembled my father here on earth. And then I looked at the respect factor of this father, the father of all, the father. Oh, my God. It's just like, how could I call him other than God? And then Father God, that's for me. But God loves us through sanctifying love. See, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Now, share this. This is my Easter sermon every year. It is called the one-time deal. See, the once and for all means it's done. The once and for all means it will not come again. The once and for all means don't take advantage and think you got another chance that he's going to come down and die for your sins again. That part is already done. Now you have to die to your sins. Now you have to make the sacrifice. And then you have to know that as God's sanctifying love, or let's call it setting us apart, it puts us in his purpose, not ours. See, you're sanctified in two ways, positionally and progressively. See, sanctified positionally is when we come to Christ. Remember in the Old Testament, the priests would continually make sacrifice because they never permanently paid for their sin. But Christ offered himself as a perfect sacrifice and has paid for not one, not two, not three, but for all our sins. And the most thing is for once and for all. See, we've been sanctified. We've been set apart. And that's to obtain salvation through Christ. Now, we're also sanctified progressively. Throughout our Christian lives, progressive sanctification isn't about our salvation. We're saved by grace and not by works. Remember, Ephesians 2, 8, 9. It's about how we live after we've been saved. That's the progression. See, progressive sanctification is the process of dying to sin and living for Christ by becoming more like him. It's about practicing the fruits of the Spirit as opposed to the fruits of the flesh. Or we can go to Galatians chapter 5. You read that whole chapter, you'll get enough. See, that sanctifying love, as I said before, sets us apart and it's for his special plans. Stuff nobody knows, something never ever done before, his special plans. I got to take a moment right here and ask this question. Don't you want to be a part of some special plans that surprises you? Nothing catches you off guard. You know it all. You this. Aren't you ready for some special plans to come in your life and you can be like, okay, humble yourself. You're a worker. Go to work. Now I'm talking to me tonight. And I do work, but I need to work more and I need to go harder. And I'm willing to say this with 1,000 people listening to me saying, well, at least he was an example on how to work on himself, that I start working on myself. Then when we start working together, we can now see some similarities and some likenesses, that it's not so hard to get along. It's not so hard to follow the lead or to be led or just to work. Oh, Jesus. Number 7. God loves us with a glorifying love. Beloved, we are God's children now. And what we will be has not been appeared, not yet appeared, excuse me. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. That's 1 John 3, 1 and 2. Finally, God shows his love by glorifying us. See, throughout our lives, we'll wrestle with sin, yes. But he promised that the good work God has begun in us will be completed. See, when we go to be with the Lord, our sinful nature will be left behind and we'll be like him. We'll be with him forever. God's glorified love is the ultimate destination for you and for me as a believer. You have to desire. You have to want this. And that's what makes it easy to change. We know, we understand now that we could define agape love. We could define eros love or philia love or phitia love or storge love or programma love or ludus love or mania love. You can now see that the word love is expounded in many ways, but do you know the true meaning of love, which is God? And break it down and go deep into God's love. If I want to love you, I need to love as God loved. We got to, if you want, you know, if you have to really understand this. If God loved you, that meant he spent some quality time with you. If there was also a touch, a spiritual touch through God. There was also the acknowledgement of receiving from God, receiving from God, receiving from God. And then watch this, the act of service to God, because he's working with you, he's moving with you, he's providing for you, is the affirmations that God has shared that we need to now affirm in ourselves and affirm to others by knowing how God loved me. Now we can learn how to love him back. I know we could have got into the fact of how do we love each other and how do we make this happen? No, how do we love God? And as we're loving God, how do we now love God back? And as we're loving God back, now we're getting it together. Come on, somebody, we're getting it together. We're learning to love one another. There's no greater commandments, and we've said this, and we'll be saying this over and over through the next 2 or 3 months as we're building ourselves up for this season. Love should be preached in every message, no matter how or what your title is or what it is. Love should be found in every message on how we love God, and now let that love come back to now loving one another. See, because when I really love myself, then I learned how to love God. See, that we sometimes look at that crazy, is that to love my neighbor as myself is loving him in my, I used to say this too, so, you know, I'm talking about me, is I love him in my worst. I see him at his worst. No, I don't want to see you or nobody else at where I was at my worst. I wouldn't curse nobody with that. I want to see you in the greatness of God. You say, well, I'm not there. Well, I want to see you there. I want my prophetic eye to see you there, that I support you that way, and I stand with you that way, and I ride with you that way. The whole ride, not just one, just the whole ride. See, my brother, that's where all of us need to grow on how we really support each other. Yes, when it's something going to benefit us, we'll be there. Yes, when our name is on the marquee, we'll be there. Yes, when you think they're going to be, we'll be there. But no, are we really there to support each other? Not because we fall in love with each other, because that's weird. But do we fall in God and know how to love brother through a brotherly love? It's the same way God loved us. No difference. Don't take it for granted. Respect it. If God so loved the world, so should you through atoning. If God so loved the world through calling, so should you. If he loved the world through redeeming, so should you. If he loved God through loved the world through justifying, then you should too. If he loved the world through adopting, then you should too. If he loved the world through sanctifying, then you should too. If he loved the world through glorifying, then you should too. I think we work on these 7 right here. And I'm telling you, I'm doing my love study today. Woo, there's a lot on love. I just know that God had given us here, this is for the network, that it built it down to 7. They kind of rolled them all up in there. But there is so many ways God loved us. So many ways that we need to learn about love. So many ways that we need to work to each other, with each other. And I'm going to say this to you out there, and I hope you hear me clearly. If we don't learn to communicate with each other, we don't love each other. We have to listen. We have to say what we want to say. And we have to respond the right way. It starts with me. Lord, forgive me for my impatience. Lord, forgive me of it being my way. Lord, forgive me for thinking I'm all that. Lord, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. And now I forgive anyone that thought they did something wrong. You didn't. I forgive you. And if I did anything to try, that it looked like retaliation, please forgive me. I want to be free today, and I want you to be free too. Now, Heavenly Father God, thank you that you're redeeming me of my sin, and you're putting my past behind me, and you're allowing me to serve you today, holy and acceptable in your sight. Thank you. We need this. We need this. We need this. Man up the movement. Amen. Family, God bless. We want to take the opportunity. Like I said, we got 2 separate broadcasts going. I'm trying to make that happen on the same page. think I got it down. Okay. Minister Shannon Jones is the only person other than a couple unknown numbers that I don't know. So if you are on the 2216 number and you have a comment, question, something you would like to say, I'm going to come through in a minute and unmute you and give you a chance. Or you can dial one and unmute yourself right now and speak to the audience. Come on in. We want to give our Blog Talk listeners also that opportunity. If you want to get in a conversation, you have something to share, you have a question, you have a topic you want to come up with my brother, my sister, somebody, dial one. We'll put you in the queue and we'll be there to listen to you and get your comments also. Amen. Now, I see Roslyn's number on here, so Minister Terry must be on Roslyn's phone. I was going to throw her under the bus, but that might just be Roslyn, so I'm not going to do that either. You guys, I love you. Blog Talk reached out to us and made this service available for us as on free of charge. Come on, somebody, shout your hands, clap your hands and shout hallelujah. Also is giving us an opportunity to input on the programming and the technical things of Blog Talk Radio. So we're now not a developer, but we do counsel or give them advice on things. We do two as of today, we're doing two reports a month, and I'm glad about it. I'm thank God for it. He moved in that arena. We had shut down and was going only with the conference number. And God provided. So now we're back on Blog Talk, which we will continue. But we're going to also keep the other number for those that are on Metro, PCS, and T-Mobile. I think those are the two couriers that has a problem calling in on this number, 319-527-6173. But this is our most reliable system here because we can pause you. We can bring you into the green room. We have our music right up. We don't have to change pages. It's just a lot more convenient, and we can share on all of our social media areas from here also. So we are definitely going to be back on Blog Talk full time, but also with that second number linked in through our another number. I got it fixed where I called another number, merged them in together on a conference call, unmuted that phone, and now you're hearing that over there through this broadcast. It is doing well, so we're going to keep both of those available, but Blog Talk is back up. Tomorrow night is the living word with Pastor Brenda Spann. Thursday, Women Speak Now and Be Heard. Friday, we're working on something. We got something boiling up. We got some young people. We're trying to get into a spot. Face to Face is the name of that broadcast, and then that'll be on 2 weeks. And hopefully we can get us an adult talk show going back up. If anybody out there listening, on the other 2 weeks of that Friday. Saturdays, we do have Real Talk on Saturday mornings, but we also can do another broadcast in the evening on Saturdays. Sundays, we have nothing right now. We want to definitely get a broadcast on health and nutrition and eating and workout, all that stuff on there. And I think we almost finalized that class. I believe that'll be kicking in. Start out with a 30-minute broadcast and no telling where the Lord will take it from there. But we're going to really get serious about our health, and we want that. That entity on this broadcast. We've had it before. God says, bring it back now. We all need to lose 20. Well, anyway, so a lot of great things happening here. I want to invite anyone in the Los Angeles area or by Zoom for our leaders, our mind reconstruction seminar this Friday and next Friday, the 24th and 31st. It started on the 10th, but we, bounce this Friday because we were at the studio to come back to the facility to do the part two and part three. You can still get registered to that and get the previous recording that you can catch up, or you know me, I'll get you caught up on this Friday. But you can go to lifelinetnt.org, lifelinetnt.org, and you'll see the My Reconstruction flyer there. And go ahead and register. There is a $5 discount there. You push 2020 now, and that's me telling you to push 2020 now. It's just not a banner. That is a discount, but you have to hear it from me. Amen. Come on, get registered for that. It is 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 Mountain, 9 Central, and 10 on the East Coast for my reconstruction class and institute, the My Reconstruction Institute. And we're excited for what God is doing there. And then also, Fresh Fire, the Encounter 2020 is on the move. We are coming to a city, a state, a garage, a house, a facility next to you, near you, let us know that you want to get the fire lit, be a part of that revival. We light the fire, that the fire never goes up. The Encounter Fresh Fire 2020 is going to light that fire that will stay extinguished and never extinguished. Amen. Amen. So get into that. Let us know if you're interested in that. We could talk about how we can make it happen. We're believing God is doing supernatural things. 10 people is the minimum. But we're believing when we connect them 10, that's going to end up 50, because each one of the 10 can bring 5. And we'll see great signs, wonders, and miracles going on in your location. Come on, bring it to you. When? Now. Fresh Fire Encounter 2020, the revival. Amen. And then, family, we also just want to thank you guys for all of your support here on the network. This is a haven of good ground. We want to implore you to sow your seed here. If you're growing here, sow here. If God is blessing you, then help us at this network to do the great things we do in our community and what we do here online and throughout the nation, and giving people the option to listen to something for free. But we need help. We need your seeds. We need your donations. We need your assistance. Someone says, I don't have money. Well, get in touch with me, and then I'll let you be the texter and the tie and the you tied in with your text and your messaging. You say, well, I don't have that. You can do this. You can do that. Let's find out what you can do to help us. Your seed will be respected the same. Amen. And I believe that you will receive great harvest. Well, family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Yes, it's Pastor E here with Man Up the Movement. It has been great. But wake up, get up, and move in your purpose. That's the morning show. No. Finish strong tonight, family, and do things better than you ever have before. Amen. And know that God is awesome. Why we so serious?
desire, born and raised to give us all a second.